Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So he turned around, trying to suit up, and he got hit. Boom, failed. Ran up. Boom, 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 boom. Kept going.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
This just came out of nowhere. As a matter of fact, we were towards the end of the protest
right. When
the shots started firing off. I'm still kind of startled and shaping up.
It just sounded like fireworks at first, and, you know, the crowd in front of me started to kind of back away, and then it got a little bit louder and more kind of intermittent, and then people just took off.
All of a sudden, I saw and heard 6 to 8 shots, and I was screaming, run, 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 active shooter, active shooter.
It looked like an execution, honestly. He stood over him after he was already down. Shot him maybe 3 or 4 more times in the back.
My God, at that point,
I didn't know if he was confirmed dead or anything, obviously, but he was down for about 5 more minutes until anybody can come get to him. Very, very just disturbing to watch.
We just hear, you know, several shots ring out, like, directly in front of the hotel, and security come running from inside, and they said everybody locked down.
So if you're one of those people who gets pissed off when we don't talk sports, you probably should find another way to be entertained this afternoon. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and we welcome all of those things. Just want to tell you, if you're one of those people who usually tunes in to get an escape from what's really going on, show for you today. I think there's kind of more important stuff going on in the world.
Man, I wanted to talk about all this stuff yesterday, and we were on remote, which means
we can't take phone calls.
We're with a client, we couldn't take phone calls.
Right,
it wasn't the timing was bad. Then what happened last? I mean, had we done it yesterday, we'd be back in here talking about it today.
Well, and I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but there were still so many things that I wasn't sure about. I mean, it looked awful, but I still didn't know what happened before that Facebook Live thing. And I'm always very skeptical. I always want to make sure I get the whole story. But boy, everything that people have said since, it's exactly what it looked like. So, but that's why I didn't want to talk about it. Because you guys, I always try to be as responsible as possible. I try to get as much information as I can before I have an opinion on something important. Sorry, go ahead. Because I have 1,000 thoughts on this that are going to come out, and they're going to piss people off, and I'm sorry about that, but that's life.
Well, here's the deal. I want this show today. I want everyone to have a chance to talk. If you don't want to hear talk about what's going on in the world today and over the last 3 or 4 days, if you're not interested in hearing about that, just change the channel.
I respect that.
I understand that. If you want to hear nothing but sports today, all right, that's fine. It's we're not your show today, and I wouldn't blame you.
Tune back in Monday. I mean, I won't be here, but it'll be a good show.
Yeah,
AJ and probably what, Barry Monday?
Barry Laminack.
Yeah, it'll
Monday.
Be funny as hell, and you can get everything you want out of it then.
There's a lot more important stuff going on than sports today, and I wanted to talk about it. I want to get the opinions of the people about it. I wanted to hear what you've got to say, Fred. I want to hear what the people have to say. I want people to be able to get stuff off their chest. I don't want hate speech on the show today. I don't want finger pointing, but it's okay. I want to give everyone a chance to say what they feel.
But it's okay to be emotional, all right?
It is.
I'm totally fine with that. Just let's try not to blame. Although, I mean, that's a part of it.
You know what? Forget it.
If you want hate speech, it's fine. We'll just say it's hate speech when you do it, and that's the end of it. How's that? I mean, because I do think it should come from you guys, and you should be emotional about it, and it's totally fine.
But this is a situation where I feel like everyone should get a chance to talk. This is going to be you guys' show today. We're going to speak our piece, but this is going to be you guys' show. And hopefully this will be a little bit of a therapy session for me, because I've been pretty upset the last couple of days. Last night, I was really just gutted at what I was seeing. And let me get some things out of the way early. I am not anti-cop. I am against bad cops. I am not anti-Black Lives Matter. I understand exactly why that movement is happening.
That movement should exist, man.
I mean, I know people don't like it, and they think it's about, people think it's about killing cops, and I don't believe that.
And it's also not about nobody else's lives matter. It's about let's shine a light on something here that is a real problem and has been a problem in our society for decades, man. This isn't new.
And I also think that, you know, and this will piss some people off, but I don't care. I know as a white man in this country, and I know what everyone says, and I hear this on Twitter a lot, I'll be talking about something like this, and I've talked about it a lot in the last 24 hours, and there will be people saying, you don't know what you're talking about because you're white. Just because I'm white doesn't mean I don't understand what's happening in this country. I'm not stupid. I've got eyes. Yeah, you think I'm one of these white people who doesn't think that white privilege exists? I absolutely know it does. Absolutely know it does. A great irony, Fred. I was on my way to train on Wednesday, and I had an 11 a.m. class and got pulled over, and black cop. And first thing I said is what you're supposed to say when you have a gun with you. I said, I just want to let you know I've got a handgun in my, the console.
Between, yeah, the console.
Like my armrest console.
Right.
I just told him.
Keep mine out of the seat, but.
That's where it's at. And, He took my ID. Didn't even ask to see my handgun license. Didn't ask for it. I mean, I have it. He didn't ask to see it. He said, "All right, let me off with a warning. Just send me on my way." I also understand that if I were black, that's the likelihood that that's how that stop goes is significantly decreased. I'm not stupid. Guys, just because I'm white doesn't mean I don't know what you guys are going through. I don't know exactly what you're going through. I'm not, because I'm not in your shoes, but I'm also not naive to it. I want to get that out there first of all, because I know that's what people are going to say. You don't understand anything because you're white. I think that's a bad take, that you can't understand what's happening in the world because you're one color, or you're, I mean, that's like saying.
Well, let me have some conversations with Jerome Solomon about this. He'll tell you that driving while black is a real thing and why.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, the only thing I've ever come close to on this was after 9/11, because my last name is Arabic. I got pulled into the back at the airport in Orlando, which was kind of weird because I was married to a Jewish woman and my kids were Jewish. But hey, I'm Arabic last name, right? Happens to be the same as some Iraqi general. And you know me, I'm being a smartass because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, they're talking about, well, we can take you to Guantanamo right now. And that's the only time in my life I've ever felt like what people must deal with every day. But I understood it then. And it really changed my perspective on a lot of things because I was being profiled because of my last name. Well, I can pass for white any day of the week. If people didn't know I was half Arabic, they wouldn't know. I'm honest about it. That's fine. I can walk around here and be a white man. Some of the stuff that people have to deal with on a daily basis is not the same thing. And, you know, I understand it. Nobody shot me over it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Guantanamo threat was pretty big, but nobody shot me over it. And I have a lot I want to get to on this and a lot that people aren't going to want to hear, but we're going to do this today. I'm sorry.
So where I sit on this is that there's a couple things. Cops who are murdering black men and getting away with it, are wrong. It is disgusting and vile that we live in a society that almost makes it accessible to do such a thing. Oh. I'll also say people who climb up in a building with a rifle and shoot random cops are just as wrong as the bad cops. It's very simple.
I'm going to go with this. It's worse because there were also innocent people there that were injured.
Fred, everybody's innocent.
Not everybody's innocent.
The guy that got shot in Minnesota, what was he guilty of? A broken taillight?
Broken taillight. And man, so if
there was jaywalking going on in Dallas.
No, honestly, they're both wrong. And answering one with another is wrong.
But you can still be bothered by police brutality and a systematic failure to black people in this country and still feel bad that an officer gets shot.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You should feel bad. If you don't, then you're kind of a bleeped up individual anyway.
You can also hold police in a high regard, and there's police in my family. My grandfather was a chief of police. My cousin's husband is a state trooper. You can hold law enforcement into a high regard and still want them to be held to high standards and expectations. Those things aren't fundamentally separated. So I can still appreciate cops and value what police do and still expect them to be held to a high standard because they're trained as such. I will also say that the lives of the man in Baton Rouge and the man in Minnesota are of equal value as a 11, 12 cops in Dallas. And I know that people want to say, well, you kill cops, that's a different thing. But at the end of the day, life is life. And I was a soldier, and the job I did in the Army was basically the job that the people die doing.
Right.
And
you know that going in.
And my life was no more valuable than the life of, you know, some Kosovo refugee over there. Life is life in the grand scheme.
But God, we don't get that, AJ. We don't. Everybody's life is important because once it's gone, it's freaking gone. And that's And again, getting back to the day before, and I don't want to lose sight of what happened the day before because of this, but by all indications, this is just a good guy who, you know, union member, nice guy, legal gun carry, tells him he has a gun, has his daughter in the car with him, and gets shot four times, and we're surprised that there's a reaction because this is the thing that gets me is, this has been going on for so long. And listen, man, I nobody supports law enforcement more than I do. Nobody supports first responders more than I do. And I actually at one point thought about changing my major to criminal justice. And I did some ride-alongs with these guys. And I've seen how scary it can be when you pull up on a car in the middle of the night with tinted windows when the guy's been weaving all over the place and you don't know what you're walking into.
Dude, it's scary.
It is scary.
No doubt it's scary.
And I get that. But I also look at people that, And I see, and man, I should have never read these comments on stories today. And I'm sorry, John, I know we're over for break. I'll get to my live read in a second. But I'm reading these comments about, well, this guy was resisting arrest. That doesn't mean he deserves to die. He does not deserve to die for that. Can we not realize we don't have to kill people? We don't have to shoot him because he resisted arrest.
Alton Sterling.
Enough.
Let's say Alton Sterling was resisting arrest. Does that explain why he was shot?
That's what I'm saying.
Four or five times?
We don't have to kill him.
If you shoot a guy one time, that'll probably
but put why him... do we even need to shoot him?
Don't I'm not you saying guys... you should.
Don't you have a taser?
But yeah, but what I'm saying is when you shoot somebody four or five times, you can have no other intent but to kill him. The guy in Minnesota.
And once you pull your gun as a police officer and you're going to fire it, that's your only intent, isn't it? I mean, it's
absolutely.
Not. I mean, and listen, I get what a lot of these guys go through, and I don't think we respect police officers enough. I have to say that. But by the same token, it's obvious this is going on, and we got to do something about it.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about this. We got three hours.
Yeah.
I'm not in any rush to get out of here. We're gonna take some calls on this.
Yeah, and honestly, guys, whatever your take is, we'll take it. All right.
Yep.
713-780 ESPN next segment, and I still have a lot to vent about this because I honestly. Anyway, but you know what? I'm going to sleep well tonight. Well, I won't sleep well tomorrow night because I won't be in town anymore, but I'll sleep well tonight because I'll be on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And guys, let me tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. They built every mattress piece by piece, American-made steel, Louisiana wood, Houston labor. I mean, they're all about America. And Yuval and the gang over there, man, I can't tell you how much care goes into making these mattresses. You're going to get the lowest direct price on top of everything else because they're going to make the mattress and sell it directly to you. And how about this? This is what I love about these guys. They love you guys so much. That 4th of July sale I was telling you about, now through the end of July, 20% off already low factory prices. These are factory prices are taking 20% off. Keep in mind, you're already saving 50% off what you would at a retail sale, retail store. Now you're getting another 20% off on top of that. So you're going to save $500 on already low factory prices. And I'll tell you what, man, go out there, check it out, see how they build these things. It's amazing the care it goes in to getting these mattresses. I love mine. AJ loves his. I promise you, you go out there, tell them you're a blitzer. They're going to take care of you. Visit Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Please tell them I sent you. I promise you they'll take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. Well, it's all because of me. Now dance, man, I
never had a chance. And no one even knew. ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we are going to get to your calls here in just a second. It's 713-780-3776. Do you know what I feel bad about, AJ, more than anything? My first thought was last night, I'm done with this country. I've had it.
It's a damn shame.
And man, it wasn't just last night. It was really the day before, but that on top of it.
It's frustrating.
And I'm kind of like, I don't need to be here. You know what? My wife can go back to her old job and make twice the money she was making in Canada. And I can go play poker for a living and make a damn good living. As good as I'm doing now, maybe better. Why am I still here? And that was my first thought. And I felt bad about that because I almost cussed there. I'm a freaking American, okay?
Yeah.
I love this country, but I hate what we are right now. I hate that we have people shooting. We have cops shooting people because of their color of their skin. We have people retaliating. We have two buffoons running for office, so we have no choice in who we're going to get because we're either going to get a liar or a friggin' buffoon, and you can pick which one is which. I don't care because our political system is so screwed up, and they don't do anything for us. I mean, this is supposed to be a government for the people, is it not? What are they doing about this? Nothing. I mean, these talking heads get out there and say stuff about this, and it's meaningless. It's protecting their political positions, and they're all elite bastards elected by rich people that have nothing to do with us, and that's why this is happening, man. I mean, we got to rise up from the bottom. We really do, because the top is ignoring everybody, and it's pissing me off, and I'm sorry. And yes, I admit, I spent a lot of time in a place where actually they are about the people now. They really are. They care about all their people, and they go out of their way to do it. And you see that up there, and you're like, we're a better country than them. Why are we like this? And they're better than us. That drives me nuts. Let's get some phone calls. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting emotional about this. I shouldn't.
Frobius says that blacks have been targeted for a long time.
Of course they have.
And at some point, this type of retaliation was inevitable. And there's a quote from JFK that those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that's a sad reality, but I think that's very true. And I'm not, while I'm still disgusted by what happened yesterday, I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
I will say I am a little surprised about where it happened, because from all accounts, the Dallas Police Department has had very few issues of police overreach. Well, and you know, they apparently the Black Lives Matter movement and the police work very well together. And
they were taking pictures together during the parade.
They organized the protest together. I mean, they did a lot of things, and they seem to have a very peaceful working relationship. But that said, just because again, the shooter apparently had no affiliation with Black Lives Matter. He was angry with Black Lives Matter, but also angry with white people and white cops.
And I don't know. We don't know yet enough about this. He is former military, and I don't know if this is another guy who didn't get the treatment he needed when he got back.
I don't know if he served.
No, well, it says
or
he did.
I don't know if he served overseas.
Said he was in Afghanistan.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe so.
So I don't know, and that's why it's so hard to, because it could just be that. And that's another issue that drives me nuts, is that here we are sending people over to fight wars that we don't belong in anymore. That's another thing that I didn't get to this week, and it's another thing that pisses me off. We're still going to have 8,500 troops in Afghanistan when the whole mission was to get Osama bin Laden. When did that happen? He's gone, right? Yeah. Why are we still there? Why are we still sending our troops over there to get killed and get into these horrible situations? Then we bring them back and we don't take care of them when they come back. And I'm not saying that's what this is. I don't know. You know, it's just because facts are still coming out. But this is a systemic problem that goes to everything that we're about, and we gotta fix this, man. It's frustrating. All let's right, get
let's
a call.
Get some people on.
I can't read the names, man.
John is at the top. What's up, John?
Hey guys, how's it going? I would say sports, but it's not a sports show today.
That's all good.
The one thing I really want to talk about, I want to stay away from talking about the stuff that divides us. I want to focus on the use of a drone by blowing up that suspect yesterday.
Do you not like it?
I do not like it. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't guilty of whatever, you know, he did. I'm saying, where are we going to draw that line by using these drones to kill Americans?
Well, it wasn't a drone.
Soil?
It wasn't a drone, to be fair.
But it's the equivalent
of a drone without wings.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of what we're doing overseas with drones.
Yeah, this is nothing. I mean, this is you don't hear much about police using this. Military use this all the time when there's a situation where if you've got an active shooter that it's dangerous to, and this guy had it planned out. Like, he was set up in a parking garage where there was no access to hit him. The guy had a bunch of body armor on, and they gave him hours. He clearly wasn't going to stop shooting, so they eliminated the threat. I don't see how that's any different than throwing a grenade around the corner. If somebody's actively shooting, I never have a problem with police putting him down, ever. Honestly, I mean, would I have liked to take the guy alive and have some questions answered? Certainly.
Although it sounds like they had a lot of questions answered while they were negotiating with him. But I don't know if it was enough. But
if someone is actively shooting people and attempting to kill more people, I don't care how you put him down. I don't care if they sent canines in there, which I know was another alternative that was considered. But whatever the case, stop that guy from shooting more people.
I agree with that, but to his drone point, see, this is, okay, and I'm sorry, this is going to piss a lot of people off, and I don't really care. Where are we getting, and when we talk about this, it's like, I don't think violence is an answer to anything. I don't think the violence against the guys 2 days ago was an answer. I don't think the violence yesterday was an answer. But where are we getting our cues from? We're getting our cues from the people of Washington, who basically tell us violence is okay. It's okay to use a drone, and if we kill 20 civilians to get one bad guy, oh, sorry.
I know this situation, I'm pretty sure this was very controlled.
No, this was controlled. It's a different situation. But the truth is, when people look at that, and you say, well, it's okay for us to go over and, oh, let's invade Iraq because there's WMDs. Whoops, there's no WMDs. Yeah. Oh, we got Osama bin Laden. Hey, okay, well, we'll stay in Afghanistan anyway. That's the message Washington is sending everybody. And you know what? How do we not expect violence from that? Because that's what our country is. It's frustrating as hell, man.
Let's get Ted. What's up, Ted?
Not sports, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm from the Caribbean, right? And I'm a black male from the Caribbean. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, I look like a regular black guy, but I'm a business professional, so I dress professional and so on. But, you know, I would like to say that when the cops pull over, I think, like the average African-American young guy, I think those guys are fearful walking up to that car. And if you are a trained professional, I think there should be a higher level, of professionalism when a cop approach a situation that's non-threatening, potentially threatening. I think that cop should have command and control of the situation. In my country, in the Caribbean, cops are not even allowed to carry weapons. Cops are averaging 6'2 to 6' height, physically imposing. If a guy has a machete in his hand, a cop could walk up to him barehanded, kick his ass, take him down, take him to jail. Up here, a cop will shoot you if you're standing there with a rock or a knife in your hand when, you know, it's just one guy and the guy's having whatever emotional breakdown he's having, you know, it's a woman issue, whatever it is, and he's surrounded by four or five cops. The cops will, you know, tell him put the weapon down. The guy's obviously upset. And you can obviously shoot the guy in his leg and go over there and then, you know, take him to jail. But they will wait for the guy to take one step forward and execute him and then say, oh, I'm a cop, I'm a professional. I think a cop should be able to walk up to that guy, disarm him and take him to jail. And I don't think a cop has the typical excuse to say, I'm in fear for my life, because if that's the case, then the average black person driving around right now should be in fear for their life as well.
Well, I think the reality is, and I'm not going to say that cops shouldn't be afraid, because every traffic stop is potentially a dangerous situation. And that's like when if you're in the military, every closed door you walk through, there could be someone on the other side who wants to end you. So if you just scroll in hunky-dory, that's a good way to die. I understand police have a very dangerous job. One thing you mentioned is they are trained. They are trained for these situations. Civilians are not trained for these situations. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show, police should be held to a higher standard than Joe Blow on the street. And I also think that at this point in this country, while every police officer, rightfully so, is afraid approaching a vehicle, I think every black man in their vehicle with a cop approaching has every right to be afraid as well.
And that's the point I was going to make, is I have been the guy with the police officer approaching that vehicle. I've never been the black man inside the vehicle with the cop approaching. So I don't know what that's like. But yes, they should be just as afraid. And I've been on the other side of that. And I know that's scary, but I don't know what the other side's like. You know, we'll...
There was another shooting today in Missouri. It was the other way, where a black man got pulled over and shot a cop in routine traffic stop in the neck.
And, yeah. Anyway. All right, guys. We're going to... I know a whole bunch of people went on this, and we want to give you your say.
Yeah, we got a full board of calls, and we're gonna get to all of
you. We're going to get to every single one of you.
If you're patient enough to wait.
Please. And we're going to go with this as long as we need to today. We got 3 hours, and yeah, we'll at some point get to some goofy sports stuff. Can I one sports thing before I do my live read here? How about our guy Derek Lewis last night? That was
good for Derek.
Yeah, that's not the way I thought he was going to win. But if you listen to the show, he was on with us last week and beat Roy Nelson on a split decision. and that's great for him. So congratulations, Derek. I don't know, you're probably not back in town and listening, but I was glad to see that last night. So, okay, there's my one sports thing. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, and this is such a cool place. Here's what they do. They take kids who have dropped out of other schools, and these aren't bad kids. These are kids who had to get jobs to support their family, or maybe there was a kid involved. There's all kinds of things that cause them to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, gives them a second chance, and a huge percentage of them go on and graduate and do great things. And these are kids that would have never had an opportunity to get out of high school without Houston Can Academies. And when you think about how one life getting through there and going on and doing great things and how many lives they impact, if you think about that, it's amazing. And you can help, because all you have to do, I mean, they live on donations from vehicles, okay? So it doesn't matter what your vehicle is, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, forklift. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It could be rusted out. It might be something that got caught in the floods. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to basically take care of all the paperwork, so you don't have to do a thing. A lot of Blitzers have done this. They've all said the same thing. It's fast. It's easy. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you do it today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, guess what? Free Astros tickets. And, hey, the Astros are playing well right now. So here you go. So you get Astros tickets. You get to do a great thing. You get rid of something you're not using anymore. And you get a tax deduction. How can you not do it? All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, John, I apologize. We've gone way over the first two segments. That's our fault, but sorry. Let's get through as many calls as we can here. How about Michael? What's up, Michael?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, man.
Awesome. I was just calling to thank you guys for having the courage to discuss this subject today. And I also want to say that as somebody who has been on both sides of the issue for 30 years, been a member of a law enforcement organization and also been an African-American, I think some of your comments are spot on about how you feel. But there's always a little bit of a difference, because those of us who are on the inside at least have an expectation about what's going to occur. But the bottom line is, it's an important subject for this community. It's an important subject for this country. And I appreciate the passion and candor in which you guys are handling this subject today.
Thanks, man. Yeah, this is not an easy thing to talk about, but it's something that absolutely has to be talked about at some point.
And you know what? I just hope that we're at least being honest and open about stuff, and we're not doing what you're bleeping politicians are doing right now, which is finding a way to make it political.
Yeah.
And this isn't about being political. This is about people's lives. And it's about what we live with every day. And yeah, thank you for the call. Let's try Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to just kind of chime in a little bit. I am a black man. I'm 29. I've been pulled over about 30 to 40 times, and that's to the T. No exaggeration there. And I would say out of those 30 to 40 times, I've only gotten four speeding tickets. In that, I've been pulled out the car. I've been sat in the back of a police car, and it might be, you know, let me off on a warning because I have a broken license plate light, or I was following too close to the car in front of me. You know, stuff that I mean, I'm pretty sure they talked about it in driver's ed at some point, but stuff that I've never seen anyone else pulled over for.
No doubt it's much more difficult to drive around if you're a black man than it is for me or Fred.
Yeah, absolutely. I was on my way to work the other morning, and a police officer, I was riding on the freeway, and a police officer just hits his brakes and turns on his light, and I'm thinking he's coming after me, and I immediately got nervous. I'm scared. I'm sitting here strategizing in my head, you know, what do I need to do to make it out of here alive? And so I definitely think that's a problem. I mean, but it's, you know, it's been all my life. And so I can't say that I'm not used to it. But what I can say is, you know, I'm, you know, I try to do the right thing. You know, I vote. I do everything that I'm supposed to. I have a job. I take care of, you know, my family. I have both my parents in my life, you know, and it's just, it is a little scary. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
The last ticket I got, AJ, and I'd been pulled over probably 10 times. And once I was so drunk, I should have gone to jail.
Yeah.
And I think I told you that after that, I quit drinking when I was driving.
Yeah.
The last ticket I got pulled over in Pasadena when I was teaching down there. And the guy basically writes me the ticket for going 36 in a 30 and says, I hate your redneck voice that you do on the air. That's why I got the freaking ticket. So you're making fun of us. I'm like, no, I'm half redneck. I'm okay to do that, but okay. But that was it. That's why I got the ticket. Otherwise, yeah, I've been pulled over so many times and haven't gotten tickets when I should have and I deserved them. And, you know, sometimes it was just the cops being cool and sometimes it was just they didn't want to mess with it. But sometimes they pulled me over because I was in a sports car and they thought maybe this is not a white guy. Pick one.
Let's go with Mark. Hey, Mark. Mark.
Oh, you're gone, bro. Sorry, can't use that word.
Listen, yeah, man. I'm all for discussion today, but we can't.
Listen,
cuss.
We're both reining it in here, and it's not easy to do, and so you guys got to do it too.
If I can sit here for 3 hours and not cuss, you guys.
And I've stopped myself 3 times today already. You can't do that.
Let's talk. Let's go with John.
Apparently not. How about David?
No, John.
How about David?
What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The first thing I kind of wanted to jump on was what happened in Baton Rouge the other day. And I think the big problem that we have is beyond bad cops or racist cops. It's really the mentality of police officers when dealing with somebody, and that's their use of force. It seems to me like a lot of these guys do kind of have a God complex. And if you don't immediately respect their authority and comply with everything that they're telling you to do, no matter how ridiculous it may be, and you could be innocent, you could be completely innocent, and if you don't comply with them completely, well, they're going to tackle you to the ground. And if you wiggle, they're going to kill you and execute you. And to me, that's just a huge problem. And I went and read about use of force for police officers, and it basically says that for a police officer, it's up to their discretion. Which is why a lot of these guys never get charged with anything, because it's completely up to them to decide, and it's up to the judge to decide if that was okay or not. It's up to their discretion. So it's either comply or die. It seems to be the case a lot of the times, which is outrageous. And even if you do comply, which seems to be the case up in Minnesota, he reaches for his ID and is shot 4 times, it seems like a lose-lose. And a lot of times it is the fact that it is white police officers shooting black civilians just because of the fact that they are scared or worried for their own safety. And I don't know what to say about it. As far as what happened up in Dallas last night, I'm from Dallas. I've been down here for 7 years. I was talking to my friends who were up in Dallas working, and there's no excuse for that. That's pure and blatant terrorism. That's all it is. This guy was a terrorist, and he ended the way he probably should have, because there's no excuse for taking the life of a police officer. Because the truth is, a lot of these police officers are good people, and they sign up to save other people's lives, and they're willing to put their own life on the line to save other people. But the problem is that a lot of these cops will not speak out whenever a bad cop does a bad job. They're willing to give them just pretty much carte blanche for anything they do, and I feel like there'd be less retaliation against police officers if some police officers would take up the mantle and say, okay, this was bad police work. This should not be acceptable. Right, we're going to get in front of this and not let this happen again.
David, go ahead and finish. Because I want to jump on that last point. That's something that drives me nuts. I may be wrong about this, and I'm starting to think I am wrong about humanity. I always think 95% of people are good. It's the 5% that are a problem. Same thing with police officers, any job in the world, right? Lawyers, doctors, 95% of them are good. But you hit on something really important there. when one of your guys screws up, it's time to say, listen, I was on that traffic stop. He didn't need to shoot that guy. And I get the code that you got to protect your partner and all this stuff. But police officers never condemn other police officers for doing anything wrong. And that just makes people trust them less. And 95% of them are doing the job well and risking their lives for us every day. But can nobody do that? Can nobody come out and say that? That's something that concerns me, man. I'm sorry.
A lot of cops, and it was the same way in the military, a lot of guys who join the military are guys who have been bullied at some point in their life. And this is kind of they think of it as a free pass to be, you know, in a position where they've got some power. And that's not a fair thing.
But that's Brian, not all these guys. And it's the same thing in the military. And as you told me, there's some bad people in the military.
Absolutely.
But there's also a lot of really good ones. And what all I'm saying is, just to his point, I wish people would say when their guys screw up and do something like kill someone, I mean, let's be honest, murder them. My guy screwed up. Nobody wants to do that. That hasn't happened in any of these cases, even when we've seen them on video.
Brian says, if a cop tells you to stand on your head, do it. Also have license and insurance ready to go. Brian, that happened in Minnesota. Guy got shot for it. That if it were as simple as that, that'd be great. Also, why does it have to come to that? Why do black men have to do a special dance and treat cops with more reverence than I do? That's not right.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Who are you? What am I? Loaded Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
I don't want to make this too much about politics because I think it goes deeper than politics.
Well, I think politics are a part of it, though, man. I don't think we can just blow that off, but that's another story.
There's a half of people in this country who, when they speak about the Second Amendment, are worried that the government is going to somehow become a tyrant monster.
It's already a tyrant monster.
And that's what I'm saying. And
these
same people are failing to realize that the police are, that is the government. The police are a hand of the state. They are under the power of the state. And they are tyrants right now. Not all. Again, statements are stupid, and I'm not trying to make them.
And again, I really want to make this clear. And I have a lot of friends who are police officers, and I'm going to continue to support HPD and all our first responders on stuff. And 95% of them are great people. I just want to make that clear. But go ahead.
But this is happening now. The tyrannical government, that's part of what people are upset about.
But AJ, this is what our country is. You know what? We all have this
I'm just saying there's a hypocrisy
to
that.
No, we all revere the Constitution like it's this greatest thing that was written by a bunch of elitists who had just basically thrown away a country that was taking their money away. And so that's what the Constitution is. And that's what we revere. And we've got a two-party system that is basically rigged so that we don't get to vote on any of these people. We don't get to choose who they are. None of those people in Washington give a rat's ass about us. All they care about is who's giving them money from their bleeping lobbyists, and that's how they get reelected. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Even if we mobilize, we can't get these people out of office. We don't have a democracy. And those people aren't doing anything about this. They're not. Paul Ryan's comments today, I wanted to punch him in his bleeping face. And honestly, if we had better values. No, if you a-holes would quit worrying about getting reelected and actually deal with issues that affect us and not your 1% of the 1% oil companies, then maybe this country wouldn't suck the way it does right now. And I'm sorry. I love America, but this country sucks right now, and it's not just this. And unless we all get pissed off about it and do something, nothing's going to change. Sorry.
I thought it was...
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Let's get some of these calls on. Let's talk to Roberto.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I used to be really ignorant on this matter. Like, I'm not going to lie. Even after Ferguson, I was pretty ignorant on it. I admit it. But after that young kid that died in Chicago, and I saw the video, and you see it, and you're like, wow, that kid never had a chance. And that changed me. And I'm to the point where if we give cops the privilege to carry weapons and to have a certain amount of authority over us, they need to be held at such a high standard that it's like, if a cop shoots somebody and without being drawn on first or even shot at first, I feel that instantly should open an investigation. I used to be in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And we were not allowed to shoot unless we got shot at first. And you're telling me that people, you know, terrorists or whatever, have a better right than us citizens here? That they could just get shot at and, oh, well, I got scared. That can't happen.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And that's the military thing. That's a reality. If you're overseas and if someone has a gun and you feel threatened, you can't do anything about it unless you're actually shot at.
All right, I never do this, but I'm going to do this with 817 on the text line. Degenerate gambler doesn't understand the Constitution. Knock me over with a feather. Tell you what, Dickweed, let's line your education up on the Constitution against mine side by side, and let's see who has a better education on that. Bleep you, Dickweed. Seriously.
All right, we got...
Honestly... People like you don't listen to the show, okay? Just disappear. Go kill yourself. I don't care what you do. Just go away.
All right, we're going to get to all you guys. Like I said, I know a lot of you have been waiting on hold
for a while. Of course it's Fort Worth. That explains it.
But we'll keep this going on the other side. It's a blitz.
ESPN 97.5.